First of all, I want to take this opportunity to thank our fans. The last 2 days, we've had a radiothon, and where the goal was to raise $135,000, and we were able to do that. So, again, that's tremendous support by our fans, and I thank them. And then, obviously, to have Dee and Jimmy match that, total, that means there's $270,000 that was raised in a two-day period. I mean, that's outstanding, and I really thank them for that. It's really going to be exciting to be at home. You know, I'm really looking forward to our crowd, the Dog Pound, and everybody who's going to be there screaming and yelling for the Browns, because it's our home opener. And so we were firsthand got the experience of home opener on the road last week, and we hope to have our fans be there and yelling and screaming for our football team, because we need them. They bring the energy. We plan on bringing the energy, but, boy, they sure bring the extra energy. I know my time coming in that stadium as a visiting coach, what it felt like, and the fans are spectacular. You know, whether you were pulling into the stadium, sometimes there were some choice words said, or there's times when you're in the stadium, you know. So I want our fans to come and be on the edge of their seats. And we understand we got to do our part and give them something to yell and scream for and get excited about, and that's what we plan on doing.
We talked to Robert today. It was a pretty good experience, all things considered. How beneficial is it for him to be out there and for you guys to have him out there as well?
Well, I think it's great to have him out there. I think he needs to be around his teammates, and I'm sure they need to be around him. And I think it's, again, it's unfortunate it happened, but those things happen, you know, and it's just part of it. But he'll grow from it, learn from it, and we will too.
Do you expect to activate Hogan
in the
third quarter?
No, haven't made that decision yet. You know, I think it's a little too early. You know, got to let these guys work and see where we are. But we have a plan in place in case we needed a third quarterback. I think I got a pretty good one on the roster. I just stashed him away a little bit. And he's doing other things. I'm sure you guys will figure that one out, but we'll be okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Uh-oh. I'm sorry?
Joe Flacco said on the conference call earlier today with us that he, when he looks at the team, obviously he hasn't recognized anyone outside of Joe Hayden. Could that actually be a little bit of an advantage or benefit to you, the fact that, you know, there's so many unknowns with the young guys that you have?
Well, I don't know if it's a benefit, you know. I think for him, you know, Joe is a seasoned veteran player, and he looks, I'm sure, for certain things. He knows who Joe Hayden is. He's seen Joe and competed against Joe many a times. My plan is I hope that he gets to know some of our other guys here, you know, by Sunday, you know, up close and personal possibly. But I know Joe, and Joe is scouring every bit of tape that we've had to find any opportunity that he can do whatever he can do to help his football team. And so we're young. I think we all know that. But at the same time, we feel good about the guys that are back there playing.
Hugh, I know you want your quarterbacks to be aggressive. Have you made a point this week to tell Josh to be smart when he's out there, knowing what happened with Robert Griffin? You know, if you have an opportunity, slide, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and again, no question. I mean, we want our quarterbacks to be aggressive, but be smart. You know, and it is unfortunate what happened, but that's part of this game. You know, you got to be team protecting, and I've said that from day one at the quarterback position. And I think, like I said earlier, I think Robert truly was trying to be. It's just unfortunate. I hope you guys have seen the play. It wasn't like I think people thought it was, but those things are going to happen, you know, in the National Football League, and we hope that Josh will be very protecting of himself, of his team. You know, we give him that directive all the time. So I'm sure he will be. I think he will play the game with the thought process. I'm going to be aggressive, but also understand that there's a time to say uncle and not take this chance.
You looked back at the game on Sunday. What did you see out of Derek Kinder?
Well, I seen a guy who was, as I said a lot of times in here, the game's not too big for him. He's tough. He made one of the best tackles I've seen on the tape, you know, in the game. On a running back, I mean, he fills holes, he flies around, he plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. He just needs more game experience. You know, he's a young player, learning how to play in the National Football League, and we're really excited about his future.
Hugh, this is your first division week. Do you approach it any differently with the players?
Well, I don't, but I do make a mention of that, you know, because I think it's important. The first thing, if we're going to be a good football team, you got to win within your division. You know, you got to try to win your division first and foremost. I think that's very important. And, you know, these count as two games, in my opinion. You know, it's a game, but it's also a game within the division. So it's extra special and important because we get to play these guys twice. So, yeah, we do talk about it. I think it is very important.
How much different is this Ravens defense this year than it was a year ago?
Well, you know, I think they're good. You know, they're really good. They're playing good. They got their confidence back, and they're playing well. But it's what you anticipate from a John Harbaugh coach football team. I mean, he's one of the better coaches in the league, so he's going to have those guys ready to play. You know, it's what happened last year is not even close to what I've known Baltimore to be. So they have really good players. They're well coached. They know how to play the game. They have good coordinators and great coaches over there. So they're a good defensive football team. Oh, I have from afar. You know, I just don't want to see it this week. You know, he's a very talented player. Knew that he was going to be a star, you know, in this league. I mean, he's big, physical, can throw the ball, any ball you want thrown. And he's very bright. And I think people don't think that Joe has a lot of passion, but he does. He loves to win, you know. So he's done a great job. Obviously, he's led that team to a Super Bowl, and he's one of the better quarterbacks in the National Football League, and I thought that's exactly what it would be. But, again, we have to do everything we can, you know, on our side defensively, our team, to do everything we can to slow him down. You know, again, this is a quarterback-driven league, and he's one of the better players, so we got to do everything we can to take that away from him this weekend.
Hugh, I think you threw to 10 receivers last week. How challenging is that with so many weapons and what Wallace does
right,
to stretch the field?
No, they have the characteristics of a really good offensive football team. They can spread the ball around. A lot of guys touch it. So, you know, we got to make sure that we are on our P's and Q's and making sure that we are paying attention to all the little details, because he can put the ball in a lot of different people's hands who can make plays with the ball. So it's going to be challenging, but the last time I checked, they can only put 11 out there, you know. So they get 11, we get 11. So it's going to be fun. Outstanding. You know, Ozzie is obviously he's an icon in this league, in my opinion. You know, obviously one of the better personnel guys in all of pro football, but also as a player. I mean, he was a tremendous football player, obviously, here. And he's done a great job in Baltimore. You know, he knows you look around every year and there's some great football player they've added to their team. And trust me, it's by no coincidence. Ozzie Newsome has a lot to do with that. And my time with him, he taught me some of the ropes of coaching in the National Football League, and I thank him, because him and John Harbaugh allowed me to coach their quarterback, you know, for a couple of years. So I have a lot of respect for Ozzie and that whole scouting department that they have over there.
Not your end season, the games are what you're all about, game planning all week long. How does a guy like Hogan on the practice squad do anything to open anyone's eyes at this point?
Well, I mean, because you'll see him do some things on the scout team, you know, that kind of correlates to what you're trying to do. So there's a few opportunities there. But is it tough, Tony? Yes, it is. You know, but again, we're going to do whatever we feel we need to do. I think Cody is doing some good things. I think he's really improved. And I think every player improves with reps. You know, the more chances you get, the better you get. The more you see things, the better you get. So Cody's got a few more reps this week, and he will. And we'll be ready to go this weekend.
Hugh, with a young team, do you feel like you need to take more risks to try to give you guys an edge?
I tried that last week, I think.
I didn't know if that was
Yeah, that didn't work out too well, did it? But, no, I like to do whatever I think it takes to win. You know, and I'm for taking risks. I've always have been. You know, but at the same time, they got to be smart, calculated risks. You know, we don't want to just fly by the seat of our pants. Again, we have to make sure if we are, we got to do them right. You know, there's some excitement sometime in that. There's also anxiety in that. So we have to handle it. Do I want to be a team that's very aggressive and we take chances? Yes, I do. I mean, but that's just my nature. That's kind of the way I'm built. But we got to make sure that there's smart chances and things that give us a chance to win and not help us lose games.
Josh McCown's games against the Ravens. I mean, have you studied those from last year? And if so, have you gained even maybe a greater appreciation for some of the things he was able to do?
Yeah, I watch. I don't know if it was the game that made me feel like I feel about him. I just think, I've said this a long time ago, I think any guy that can stay in this league for 15 years, when you got those kind of skins on the wall, that says a lot, just right there. And then obviously to watch him play, you know, in the game a year ago, the way he played was outstanding, you know. So I have a lot of respect for Josh, and I think you guys all know that. So I'm full speed ahead with Josh. You know, I think he'll go out and play well, extremely well, and help lead our offense and get us to playing football the way we need to play and give us an opportunity. And that's what we expect him to do that. That's why we kept him here.
Is that just an example of what you're talking about with Josh and the leadership and the mentoring? Here he's hanging out with two, you know, quite a bit younger teammates.
Right. That's who he is. You know, he's about football 24/7. And I think, I mean, you heard that story, and obviously he's playing this week, but I think that story has been told many a times. You know, that's just who Josh McCown is. And he's been outstanding that way. He's a true competitor. He's a leader. He understands what it takes to play his position. He's seen some of the best do it. He's had some outstanding games, as we all know, and we're looking forward to him leading our offense.
Hugh, I know it's a big job to be an NFL head coach. You're working at it every minute of every day. But when you really think about the job, how much of it is what you do during the week with the guys building a team, and how much of it is that three-hour window on Sunday, what you do on the sideline?
It's everything you said. I mean, it's that kind of process. You know, what I told our players about last week, and we kind of did it, we turned the page. We all balled up a piece of paper and threw it out in the auditorium. Throw it, and we're on to the next one. You know, it's we can't worry about the past. It's this one. It's about playing Baltimore and working through our process through the week to make sure we're ready to go. And then those 3 hours, as I said about last week, we just got to be the best team for those 3 hours. And if we can do that and come away with a W, that's what this is all about. And then we're going to ball up some paper again and throw it again and get ready for the next one. That's the way you have to handle this. You know, everybody sometimes stay stuck in the last game. That game's over with. We don't get that back. We can learn from it, but we don't get it back. We got to move on to this one. And this week we got to be the best team, you know, for 3 hours or 3 hours and 10 minutes, 20 minutes, however long it takes. Wow.
Given what you
guys talked about last week, how important is that? It's very. I mean, that's one of the keys to playing quarterback in the National Football League, you know, situational football. You know, when everybody knows you either have to throw it or make a play, you know, and those are the tough downs. You know, scoring zone, third down. You know, 2 minute, 4 minute. That's when the quarterbacks are at the best. The real great ones, they have that trait. You know, they can make those plays in that situation and keep an offense on the field. And I'm glad you told me that. I didn't know those numbers. But that's what it's all about. And, again, he's played. He understands. He's seen a lot of different looks throughout the National Football League. So there's not too many things that's going to surprise him. Oh, I mean, I think it happens, you know. Did I say something to him? Yeah. I mean, because I know that's not who he is. You know, he's big play Gary Barnage, you know, and obviously he didn't make those plays, and I think he was more distraught by it than I was. I know every now and then those things happen. We don't want them to happen to players, but he's human. You know, he's no different than anybody else. You know, sometimes just don't go your way, and he's got to pick himself up, which he has, and go back out and practice your tail off and get yourself ready for the next one. And that's, again, part of that turning the page. We turn that page. You know, it's time for him to go be Gary Barnage that we all know, love, and respect. And I think he'll do that this weekend.
Yesterday on the radio phone, you had a comment that intrigued me, but I'm not sure if I'm driving around and heard it. You said,
all
I can tell our fans is they've got to hold on.
Hold on. That's right. Hold on to this week, you know. This week we get to do it again, you know. I've heard. Well, I can't worry about what everybody has been through here. I'm being very, very honest. I don't. I think you guys know me. I don't worry about what everybody else has done, been through, what people shouldn't say, what they should say. I'm going to do the best job that I can do. That's all Hugh Jackson can do. And the fans might not like me for a while, but they're going to love me here pretty soon. That's okay. Eventually, they will love me. I promise you that, you know, because I do plan on winning here, and I do get it. I know with every loss, there's another dagger that just drags you down another few feet deeper. That's okay. I've been there before, and so I'm a fighter. So we're going to get back up, and we're going to keep swinging. We're going to be fine.
First thing we look to when it's released, and this Nassib is now a starting lineman on your unofficial depth chart. Is that a direct result of his game or working?
Direct result of our performance. You know, we don't really give anybody nothing. You have to earn it. And he's playing well. He really is. I mean, he's doing some good things. And I think any player that plays the game the way we want him to play should be rewarded for that. So. He is. I mean, he's one of the starters on our football team, and I always look forward to watching him play because he plays with the passion and energy and tenacity that I think you have to play this game with.
Hugh, you said the fans are going to love you, and I know last week's behind you, but how do you think you did in game one?
Horrible. Anytime we lose, I'm doing horrible. I'm the leader of this whole deal. Yes. There is nothing else. I mean, I can't judge myself any other way. You know, it's winning, it's wins and losses. And, you know, if I have too many losses at the end, then I'll be the first to tell you I didn't do well enough. You know, and if I have more wins, I'm going to tell you I'm okay. I don't know that it's ever going to be good enough, you know, until you win the Super Bowl, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. It's not about anything else, and that's what I came here for. I didn't come here to be average. I didn't come here just to win a few games and go on about my business. I came here to help this organization win a championship. So how fast that's going to happen, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's going to be a ton of struggle before there's a ton of great times, but I'm not worried about people not being happy right now. I'm going to do the best job that I can with our staff and these players, and we're going to keep working at it. But my point is eventually they will love me because we're going to win, and we're going to win a championship here for the Cleveland Browns.
Thank you.